it appears as if the vast majority of students and the majority of Catholics are supportive of the invitation. Public polling done by Pew shows a majority of Catholics are in support of the invitation to speak at the commencement of Notre Dame. And that I think I saw a figure that 97% of the students are supportive. I think there's one group organizing a boycott, and as best I can understand it, there are 23 groups that have formed in support of the president's invitation. The valedictorian is supportive of the invitation.
Well, on Sunday, the president is scheduled to speak at Notre Dame and the commencement there. It's made some news, and if you listen to Robert Gibbs there, press secretary for the White House, no one really has a problem with this, with the exception of just a few students and a minority of Catholics. We'll be talking about that for the first part of this hour of Issues, etc. Terry Mattingly is our guest. Terry is director of the Washington Journalism Center at the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities. He writes the weekly On Religion column for the Scripps Howard News Service. He's author of the book Pop Goes Religion, and he's a contributor to GetReligion.org. Terry, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Well, Robert Gibbs says a majority of Roman Catholics have no problem with the president's invitation to speak at the commencement at this Catholic university. Your thoughts?
He's absolutely right. And it's also a meaningless statement if you're trying to understand the controversy. He's absolutely right that a majority of American Catholics have no problem with the invitation to Barack Obama. However, this isn't the issue. First of all, because the phrase American Catholics is a meaningless phrase. It includes, it includes everything from probably tree-hugging animists all the way over to faithful Catholics who are in confession, you know, on a regular basis. I mean, so the minute you say Catholics in America, this no longer tells you anything if you statistically look at them. What the same Pew Forum poll that he's citing also mentions the fact that basically Catholics who are more active in the church, Catholics who go to weekly mass, are much more likely to oppose Barack Obama coming to Notre Dame. That's issue number one. Number two, the number of Catholics who approve of his appearance there, the percentage is almost identical to the percentage of, quote, American Catholics, unquote, who are actually in favor of abortion rights, who disagree with the teachings of their own church on that issue. The other thing about that is the way the poll was worded, the key issue is not whether Barack Obama was invited to Notre Dame. I don't think you'd be having anywhere near the controversy you're currently having if he was only there to speak at the commencement service, although there are those who would oppose that. The key issue here is not whether he's invited. The key issue is whether he is given an honorary doctorate of Catholic law degree by the most public Catholic institution in American academic life. So his statement is meaningless on at least two or three different levels, even though his statement is completely and utterly accurate.
Somebody says, look, if you are a prestigious university like Notre Dame is, and you can invite the first black president, a historic figure himself already, to come and speak at your commencement, you're sure as heck better give him an honorary degree, too. That kind of goes with the package here, and Catholics shouldn't get so upset about this. Your response?
Well, that violates the policy of the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference, which is why, and not to mention the Vatican's, you know, words on the issue as well, that's why 74 U.S. Catholic bishops have spoken out in opposition to Barack Obama being given the honorary degree in violation of their policy. And to my knowledge, at this point, not a single Catholic bishop has spoken out in favor of him receiving the award.
So what's the basic difference here, or should be the basic difference that's recognized between our president and what ought to be the position and the policy holding sway with regard to Notre Dame?
Well, once again, I think there is a difference between saying he's the president of the United States, we are to treat him well. I mean, having him speak here virtually every president, I think except Bill Clinton, which is an interesting fact, has spoken at Notre Dame at commencement without major controversy. Although I guarantee you that if George W. Bush was invited in the current context or within the context of the last 2 years, there would be major demonstrations on the issue of the war, and I would argue justifiably so. But the issue here, once again, is not whether the President of the United States has been invited to speak. The issue is whether, in clear violation of this U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference policy, you're going to honor him with this degree. And there have been people who speak and don't get honorary degrees in the past. I mean, you know, there and then there are those that get other awards or get whatever. It's the honoring him with the degree section that is most controversial among Catholics who are following this closely.
Is this an example of either the leadership at Notre Dame or perhaps the faculty or both simply being out of touch with its own church?
No. They're in touch with, like I said, the majority of American Catholics. They are out of touch with the most active members of their church when it comes to mass attendance, confession, and other forms of sacramental life. We are dealing with multiple Catholic churches. That's the point. I mean, this would be like saying all Lutherans in Germany agree, right? Right? I mean, wouldn't that be a laugh out loud? You're laughing,
yeah.
Right? But, you know, in Sweden, Swedish Lutherans agree that the following is fine. Well, what the heck does that tell you? Nothing. And that's my point.
So what should have been done? What should Notre Dame have done following its own historical precedent and with deference to the official teachings of its church?
Well, first of all, you know the president received hundreds of invitations. So why did he accept Notre Dame? He accepted Notre Dame because an extremely high issue on his extremely high on his list of issues right now is redefining the debate about abortion to where you can say that someone can be totally in favor of abortion on demand at all stages of pregnancy, yet call themselves a pro-lifer because they want to have government programs that support pregnant women, that provide daycare. This alternative approach to lessening the need for abortion is by itself deserves the name pro-life. This is a fierce debate among Roman Catholics and moderate and progressive evangelicals right now. After years of being fed up with being called Republicans, they really want to find some way to be able to look themselves in the mirror and like what they see, and which in academic settings and many other settings means being a Democrat. So they are very much trying to redefine what it means to be pro-life. So you know that is why Barack Obama accepted this invitation. It's all about the Catholic vote in the Midwest and the Northeast, and to a certain degree, the expanding world of the Hispanic Catholic vote. This is, I mean, being able to say he went to Notre Dame and has an honorary degree from Notre Dame and the priest there lined up to hug him, that's a big, big deal symbolically when Catholics are the swing vote in American politics.
Do you expect the president to address the controversy surrounding the honorary degree at Notre Dame when he speaks there on Sunday?
Not head on. I expect him to give a speech in which he precisely tries to redefine the abortion issue.
So you expect him to talk about abortion?
I expect him to talk about his love of the sanctity of life, the importance of the Catholic Church's teaching to those who want to care for the downtrodden, the poor, the weak, and those who want to love thy neighbor. I expect a love thy neighbor sermon.
Finally, then, what do you think of Marianne Glendon, U.S. ambassador to the Vatican from 2007 to 2009? She has declined Notre Dame University's prestigious Leiteri Medal.
Right.
What do you make of it?
I think that her position is defensible. Her the statement that she posted at First Things at the website for the ecumenical journal First Things, I think, makes her case. She did not believe that you're supposed to have debates about public policy at a commencement address. And she was very offended that Notre Dame said one of the reasons that it's okay for us to invite President Barack Obama, who disagrees with our church's teachings on these topics, it's okay to invite him because we also have Mary Ann Glendon, who's getting this award, and thus we will have a balanced presentation of the church's position. This offended her greatly, but that she's supposed to get up and 2 minutes receiving award and somehow be seen as a ideological or doctrinal balance to an appearance by the President of the United States.
Terry, before we let you go, I'd be remiss if we didn't congratulate a mutual friend and her husband, Molly Ziegler Hemingway, on the birth Tuesday of Lyndon Catherine Hemingway.
Yes, indeed.
Beautiful baby. Saw the email on Tuesday night, and it looks like mom and baby are doing well.
Yes, the divine Ms. MZ is doing fine, from what I hear, and we will anxiously await her being able to get enough sleep in enough parts of the day where she can return to the online world. After the birth of their first child, she returned remarkably quick. We may have to actually, like, stun her and knock her out for a little while longer.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold your breath. Now that she's got both Evangeline and Lyndon to take care of, she's done a number of interviews with us with the baby on the hip. We can usually hear it over the air. So she's a remarkable woman. Folks, you can read Terry Mattingly's columns under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. He's director of the Washington Journalism Center at the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, and he writes the weekly On Religion column for the Scripps Howard News Service, author of the book Pop Goes Religion, and a contributor to GetReligion.org. Thank you very much for being our guest, Terry.
No problem. Talk to you soon.